This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. By a vote of 246 to 182, the U.S. House of Representatives has voted its disapproval of President Bush's move to increase the number of U.S. troops in Iraq. The resolution is not binding, but it is not necessarily unimportant. Also this week, the administration pressed its case that Iranian leadership is sending explosives to militias in Iraq, and six-party talks in Beijing led to an agreement to shut down North Korea's nuclear weapons program. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schur joins us now. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And, Dan, 17 Republicans joined House Democrats in voting against the increase in troops, the non-binding resolution. What does that mean?
Well, what that means is that the president has become, in effect, the leader of the minority. I think now that what happens as it goes to the Senate, we'll see something quite different in the Senate, which doesn't have the ability to shut off debate that Speaker Pelosi has. Mm-hmm. But I think we'll see something rather similar in the Senate, except that it'll be stopped by a filibuster.
So it won't come to a vote.
And so it won't come to a vote. But that is, in effect, only the beginning of a combat that begins in stage one, stage two, three. Next comes the question of how far the Democrats are willing to go, say, for example, in restricting funds or cutting off some funds. This is the beginning of the fight, not the end.
And is a lot of that debate among Democrats themselves as to how far they're willing to go on that?
I think probably some of that debate is within the heart and soul of each member of Congress who wants to know, does he dare, or she dare, to vote against the president? And the other one is, given the way things are, does he dare not to?
The administration argued this week that the highest levels of the Iranian government are responsible for certain armor piercing explosives that were found in Iraq.
Yes.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Peter Pace, said he had no doubt that they had been manufactured in Iran, but he said he didn't know that they could be traced back to anyone in the government there. Now, is it harder for President Bush to convince people in the Congress, for that matter, the American people, about the validity of this kind of charge in his second term after the intelligence failures over weapons of mass destruction?
Yeah, but I'm not sure he wants to have this fight right now. I'm not sure the president is in favor of saying, this is what Iran is doing. Okay, here we go, boys and girls. Mm-hmm. We're going to invade another country. I don't think the president would really like for this one to blow up.
The president announced this week that the spring offensive in Afghanistan, that fueled by an opium-rich element of the Taliban, said it's going to be fierce. He called on NATO for more troops. What's happening in Afghanistan a number of years after we're supposed to be
secure? One of the things happening in Afghanistan is they're getting more American troops. A division which was on its way to Iraq has been diverted to go to Afghanistan. There is real trouble now for the Allies and for the United States in Afghanistan. And it is a colossal irony. This was the country where they did it right, where they overthrew the Taliban and they got themselves a very good president to run the country. And the one place in that benighted region where they thought they had things sewed up, that's going to.
Let me ask you about this diplomatic agreement signed with North Korea this week. This is a multilateral effort in North Korea, the United States, and four other nations. Does it have any implications for Iran, as you see it?
No, I think it has a lot of implications for the general posture of the United States right now. I think that in the first place, they managed finally to get an agreement, and now they're back on the track, which they more or less deserted after President Clinton went out of power. So now they've got themselves a better deal. And I think, on the contrary, that dealing with Iraq, dealing with Iran, dealing with Afghanistan, each one of those has to become a separate problem. Mm-hmm. And I think that this, too, will be a separate problem.
John Bolton, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, and a number of other people, I believe Elliot Abrams, too, expressed the opinion this week. They were concerned about this agreement, and they were also concerned about the implications of this agreement, because as far as they were concerned, it rewards people who develop nuclear weapons.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's quite remarkable that you get people working for the government or having worked for the government, and people that you expect to be very loyal supporters of President Bush speak openly now against his policies. That's another step in the drift of the administration into further and further trouble with the American people and with their own supporters.
I want to ask you finally about all of the activities of Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, because she seems to set goals week by week and go to a different area.
And she said, leave me alone to do my thing. It's really quite remarkable that here we have the Secretary of Defense, Bob Gates. We have people going around making speeches one sort or another. And she says, I think I'll go and spend the weekend where maybe in the Palestinian place, maybe in Lebanon. She's kind of carved out a kind of job for herself to do. And so I won't bother you, and don't bother me. And if I kind of get an agreement, I'll let you know.
NPR's Dan Shore. Dan, thanks very much.
My pleasure.